Everyone has a Louise Slaughter story, whether it's running into her at Wegmans, passing her in the airport, or seeing her at a restaurant in Fairport, and then ending up in a conversation about healthcare, the environment, or the latest tax bill. But Slaughter didn't just talk policy. She had a reputation for treating Rochesterians like humans, with dignity and respect, for being both fierce and friendly, a reputation she also carried with her in Washington, D.C. At her funeral, former Senator Hillary Clinton remembered her fondly.
After I was elected, she took me under her wing, showed me the ropes on Capitol Hill, something she did for many others, particularly women entering Congress. I had her enthusiastic support on my presidential campaigns, and it was always so much fun to run into Louise anywhere, in the Capitol, on the campaign trail, and hear her exclaim, as only she could, "Honey, I've missed you like a front tooth."
President Bill Clinton was also in attendance. Slaughter's colleagues, Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi and Congressman John Lewis, spoke at the service, each recalling with affection their own stories about the late Congresswoman. Lewis and Slaughter were both elected to Congress the same year, 1986.
She was strong. She was solid, and she didn't take any stuff.
But perhaps the best stories about Slaughter came not from her government family, but from her real family. Her granddaughter, Lauren Secator, said it wasn't a sacrifice to share her grandmother with the community, but an honor.
Like most grandmas, she wanted her granddaughters to have opportunities she never had. But when your grandma is a trailblazer, when she is elected to Congress and you are a five-year-old little girl, when she not only hopes that you are afforded the rights, protections, and powers given to any man, but passes legislation to ensure it happens, when your grandma is a trailblazer, your path in life doesn't look like a trail. It looks like an open road.
And her grandson, Daniel Secator, spoke of her life as the perfect example of an American dream.
When she and Grandpa Bob first came to Rochester, they had so little that my mother, as a newborn, slept in a drawer. And today she's being mourned by presidents. That's a life.
It seemed almost strange to be in a room filled with all of Slaughter's favorite people, in government and in life, and not see her make the rounds, shake hands, talk to people. It was strange not to see her take the stage, tell a story, laugh her signature laugh, and tell us all bless our hearts. But one thing was clear from her funeral services. Everyone who knew her will take with them their own story of her and what she meant to them. As former Senator Hillary Clinton remarked, Slaughter was one of a kind. And despite being a coal miner's daughter from Kentucky, for decades, she belonged to Rochester, and Rochester belonged to her. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.